Welcome to The Kitchen Table, a show dedicated to helping you escape diet culture, gain trust with food, honor your body, and live a brighter life. Hello, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. How are you? Welcome back to The Kitchen Table. I'm glad you're here. I'm your host, Alicia Brown, an anti-diet registered dietitian nutritionist. And yes, Happy Holidays, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to the show. Even though there is so much Christmas joy to be had right now, thanks for carving out just a short bit of time to spend with me, because I have an important message to share with you today. And that message is how selflessness can bring about greater self-love, and also just kind of shining some light on the gifts that we've already been given this year. And I'm going to break each of those concepts down. And these are just really important messages that I feel really are heartwarming to share and can really bring a sense of like gratitude and grace and peace to ourselves and our lives. And I really think that this is what Christmas is all about. The real thought of selflessness as a gateway to self-love is something that I feel is so important and not talked about enough in today's culture. We're always talking about self-care, right? And how we should be carving out time to care for ourselves, take a bath, get a pedicure, right? Be intentional with our time that we're crafting out for ourselves to do self-care practices. And that's all great, especially people like myself, like you and I, who maybe like pour out so much of ourselves for other people, that love on everyone else on a consistent basis. Sometimes we forget to pour into ourselves as well and to have maybe space held for us so that we can feel loved and supported. Like, I feel like self-care is so important in that way. But on the flip side, I also feel like that element of selflessness can be a gateway for self-love, because it can actually show us how we can take better care of ourselves. And an example of this, I just want to bring this kind of fun conversation to the table. And it was a conversation that I had with a dietitian. Her name is Marilyn, and she's been practicing with patients with eating disorders for decades. I mean, she is just like so experienced. She's been in the field forever. And she was telling me how one time in a client session, she shared with the client, like, "Hey, do you ever forget to feed your dog?" And the client goes, "Of course not. Of course I remember to feed my dog. If I didn't feed my dog, it wouldn't have energy. It wouldn't have the nutrients that it needed. It'd, you know, not feel well. It'd get sick." And Marilyn asked, "Well, why is it that you're able to feed your dog, but you're unable at times to feed yourself or to remember to feed yourself?" And that is exactly like what I want to bring to this conversation today with you, is that like when we think about how we care for each other, when we think about how we care for other people, when we think about caring for, gosh, like our spouse or a significant other or siblings or parents or, of course, like our children, Amelia's brought it to a whole new level for me this year on what it really takes to care for someone that really cannot care for themselves. And so when we really think and break down like how we can care for another person, it can remind us how we can care for ourselves too, even our pets. You know, of course we feed Opa the chow, right? Like, he's hungry. Really, Opa only likes to eat one meal a day and really would prefer meat, and meat for Opa is any type of meat, or also cheese is also meat for Opa. Just kind of like a fun side note conversation. But like, of course, like even taking care of the dog is a reminder, like, oh, the dog's gotta eat, I gotta eat too. The dog needs water, I need water too. Amelia's gotta eat, I gotta eat too, right? Like, oh, Amelia needs love and quality time and affection, oh, I need those things too. So it's like that gift of selflessness, of really putting ourselves in the position of just being there and offering somebody else that unconditional love, we can realize that we need that ourselves too. And then that can help us better get that need met of love. And look at, take, just hear me out for a second. I think that beyond nutrition, beyond how much we exercise, beyond how healthy and how many health behaviors we engage in, I truly feel like, and there's research that supports this, that love and relationships keeps us alive. Like, it's that need to be loved and accepted and to also give love that literally keeps us alive. It gives our lives meaning and purpose. And that love is one of the greatest gifts that you have to share. And the ways that you love, only you know how. And the ways that you receive love are received from, you know, people that give, again, like this purpose and meaning to your life. And so I know that we need to, at times, carve out time to just be by ourselves, do our journaling practices, you know, take that shower we need to like process or download the day or decompress. I think that it's a balance, though, between having those times of focusing on self-care and also really being intentional of the ways that we can be more selfless in life. Allie B. Stuckey wrote a book about this. And what is the book called? The toxic culture of self-love. Is that what it's called? The toxic culture of self-love. Excellent read. And in the book, she describes all about like how actually from like a biblical perspective, like we don't need any more self-love. We need to be more selfless. And a lot of what our conversation today is derived from that concept. And actually, I think that it can help us better address our needs and get our needs met. We can better learn how to ask for what we need if we know how to care for each other and help them get their needs met too. From an intuitive eating perspective, like, of course, beyond just recognizing that, yes, like when we care for other people that can't care for themselves, we need to feed them. And we also need to feed ourselves. It's also like recognizing what cues they're giving of like how they need to eat. Like for Amelia, I know when she's hungry, she gets kind of like fussy. She'll start burying her head in my chest. Like that's like, okay, she's so, so hungry, right? Like there are cues there. And it can help us realize our body also has cues. If we're like really thinking about food, if food's really on our mind, if we're starting to feel an emptiness in our stomach, right? If we can be intuitive about our hunger and really be attuned to our bodies to recognize that hunger, we can better get that need met as well. So I think that in that way, by being selfless, by being there for each other, again, we can be there more for ourselves too, so that we can all rise up together. Back to the gifts and the gifts that we have and the gifts that we have to share with the world. How fun to talk about gifts on Christmas. Like, of course, we're all excited to receive like actual gifts today, right? Like my husband and I, we swore not to get each other gifts this year, but of course I gifted him just a few small things, coffee related, of course. I know he's not going to listen to this before he opens them. So yeah, I got him a new, what do you call it, like pour over coffee thing. I got us a coffee grinder. Yes, both of these gifts benefit me as well. Still trying to brew the perfect cup of coffee at home. The journey continues. I know that there are big like coffee machines and espresso machines. I don't want that. I want some like artisan coffee deal and I want to perfect it. So that's kind of what I'm after. With the pour over, we've tried the French press. I do not like French press coffee. Percolator, I've just heard the worst reviews on percolators. The journey continues on that. But yes, I got him that. I got Amelia just a couple of like fun bath toys. She needed some bath toys. She needed new socks. Since I keep losing them, she kicks them off everywhere. But of course, we're excited to give and receive gifts, especially to those that we love and we know exactly what they need. But I want to talk about the gifts that you have that you might not remember today. And I just want to remind you, maybe you're open to receiving the knowledge of the gifts that I know that you have that I'm want to share with you at this time. And one of those gifts is the gift of your body. Your body is a gift. Maybe you're ready to receive that today. Maybe you're not, but it's something that it was given to you that you're entrusted with taking care of. And it's been there for you for a long time. It'll continue to be there for you. It's been with you through all of the good and the bad. And living in the culture today, I know it's so easy to demonize our bodies, to criticize our bodies, to think so negatively of them and to punish them with maybe under-eating or over-exercising or punishing them with food or lack of food or to constantly nitpick or even make fun of our bodies or be embarrassed of our bodies. And the culture and society we live in today, of course, we can feel victimized by our bodies. And I've been there. And I also still today have bad body image days, even though I've done so much work of repairing my relationship with my body. I would say it's stronger than ever. I would say I don't generally have too many negative body image days, but the thoughts come in, they trickle in. Even today, as I compare myself with other people, as I, think of those more athletic than I am, people who are dedicating themselves more to fitness or to health in other ways that maybe I'm unable to or don't have the desire to be truly honest. And sometimes that comparison comes up. Sometimes not being enough comes up. And sometimes that not being enoughness is really thinking that my body is the thing that's not good enough. Maybe you feel that way too sometimes. And I'm here to remind you in a really gentle way that actually our body was given to us and we can't actually fully depict how it shows up in the world because it is truly a gift that we were given. That we can't exchange, we can't change fully, and we are given to embrace and to grow in a relationship with as it continues to be with us and support us through our lives. And really, your life is a gift. Greater, even greater than your body being a gift, your body is just the vehicle in which you are living your life and really bringing about the greater gifts that you have to the world. Again, the ways that you are able to love other people, only you can love them that way. The ways that you are able to be gracious, the ways that you are able to literally be of service by being of service to others. Again, that's what Christmas is all about, right? Showing others and in our families, in our communities, in our world that we love them, especially during such a crazy time this year. The gifts that you have and in your jobs that you work in as well. You are giving of your time and your effort of your and your energy to things greater than yourself. And that is a gift. And you have these intrinsic gifts that were given to you in the life that you have, in the life that you live, in the body that you have. And all of that is a gift to everyone around you. You are a gift. You are important. And I hope that you feel loved this Christmas season, even in the subtle ways, even not in crazy big gift, literal gift giving ways, but even in the smiles, even in the smallest moments, even in those moments of joy and laughter, or even aloneness and maybe feeling in isolation, maybe there's still room for a little bit more love there, a little bit more gratitude there for the life that you live, for the body that you have, and for the gifts that you have to share with the world. And I think that we are more able to realize that when we are more selfless with our lives, when we take the pressure, the expectations off of ourselves and put ourselves more fully in service to others, in really being there for others by creating space for others. And recognizing how we can be more loving, more compassionate for others so we can invite more compassion and love in for ourselves. It's truly the tie-in between having selflessness be the gateway for self-love and also realizing at the same time that we have so many gifts that we need, that our purpose truly, like I believe each of us has a calling to live out our purpose and to share the gifts that we have with the world. And it is my work, my job to make sure that your food and your body stuff does not get in the way of you sharing those gifts with the world, of you fully showing up in the world as your brightest, most authentic version of yourself so that you can lead a really bold life and make a true difference, to just love so fiercely and to go after what you really want in life. So as you take some time today to really think of those you love most in your life, when you really think about your priorities, those that you really care about, like the things that matter the most to you, they're probably not about you. They're probably not about your weight. They're probably not about your own health. They're probably about other people. If you're listening to this show, you are already a selfless being. And I'm not asking you to carve out more time to get a pedicure today. I'm asking you to actually lean into that selflessness and see if any part of that can help you better get your needs met too, and in the ways that you serve other people and share your gifts with them too. So I hope that this was a message that you were able to receive today in the Christmas spirit of realizing all of the love that we have to share today as we wrap up the end of the year and going into next year as well. And if you're really feeling like food and body stuff, all of the food and body anxieties and frustrations are truly getting in the way of you living out your potential, of you really realizing who you are, of you living authentically and showing up boldly and proudly in the world, if you feel like your food and body stuff is holding you back, that's truly what I'm here for. In the new year, I'm rolling out a program that's going to help you feel more at home in your body. Yes, it's going to have an intuitive eating component, but we are going beyond that as I am collaborating with stylists who can help us reduce friction in the closet. I have a module on cooking so we can be more confident with cooking foods of all kinds in the kitchen. And lastly, I'm talking about home and home care practices that can help us feel more confident in our homes. So all together, we can feel confident in our homes, in our kitchens, in our bodies, which will then impact the ways that we show up in the world to give us a new, renewed sense of confidence in actually who we are and how we want to show up living our purpose. It's going to incorporate, yes, intuitive eating, but also embodiment practices so that you can really learn how to trust your body and build a relationship with your body that's long-term, that's never going to say yes to dieting again, but rather embracing it and embracing the body that we have right now so that we can get its needs met more, so we can learn how to honor it and respect it more moving forward rather than punish it. And that can be really powerful and really life-changing. And it has this ripple effect of confidence and energy that other people will see in you and in your work ethic, and it'll improve your health and your health outcomes. And I see this play out already in my client relationships, but I want to take it a step further and really incorporate the component of body and how we lean into our bodies, how we even dress our bodies, how we cook and nourish ourselves, and how we take care of ourselves in our home. So it feels really expansive to go about our activities of daily living, right? So if you're at all interested in this program, I'm offering an early bird special in January. So if you're interested in that, you can find me on Instagram at aliciabrown.rdn. You can drop me a DM there and just say you're interested in the program of the new year. And also, if this podcast episode landed for you in any way that was supportive, don't hesitate to screenshot and share this episode on Instagram. Other people will definitely be listening to podcasts on Christmas and throughout the weekend. And so that matters so much to me. That means so much to me that you felt like you wanted to extend the message of this show further. So thank you for that. Also, don't forget to subscribe and rate the episode as well. So yes, don't hesitate to reach out to me on Instagram, screenshot and share, subscribe and rate the episode. Thanks always so much for tuning in with me this year at the kitchen table. I so love having you here, and I can't wait to see you on Monday for Monday's episode. So enjoy the day, enjoy the weekend, and we'll talk soon.